China says the recent military drills in the Taiwan Strait was a necessary action to safeguard national sovereignty and stability in the region. The live combat exercises were conducted by the Eastern Theater Command of the People's Liberation Army in the Taiwan Strait and waters of its northern and southern ends. In a statement, the Piaowei Eastern Theater Command says a certain major country has sent seriously wrong signals to Taiwan independence forces and severely threatened regional peace and stability. It adds that Piaowei troops will resolutely counter any provocative actions that could result in Taiwan independence and separate the country. Foreign direct investment into the Chinese mainland in actual use exceeded 63 billion yuan, or over 9 billion US dollars, last month. This represents a nearly 16% expansion year-on-year. It also marks the fourth consecutive month for the country to witness positive growth in FDI. A new survey shows that Chinese companies continue to be committed to the U.S. market despite ongoing uncertainties. The China General Chamber of Commerce USA earlier released its annual business survey report on Chinese enterprises in the U.S., conducted in partnership with consultancy firm PwC. The survey assessed around 200 Chinese firms. Over half of them said they've been affected by the escalating anti-China rhetoric, while the COVID-19 pandemic has further complicated the situation. But meanwhile, 90% of the respondents expected their investments in the United States to either remain the same or grow over the next year. China has decided to extend anti-dumping duties on single-mode optical fibers imported from India. The ruling will take effect from Friday and last 5 years, with punitive tariffs ranging between 7.4% and 30.6%, depending on the specific Indian manufacturers. China started to impose anti-dumping duties on the Indian fibers in August 2014. The Ministry of Commerce says a reinvestigation found domestic producers are worried harms on the local industry would continue should the duties be scrapped. China says 219 people have died, were missing, and over 63 million have been affected due to floods this year in the country. The casualties are nearly 55% less compared to the average number of the previous 5 years. The flood has also caused direct economic losses worth close to 180 billion yuan, roughly 26 billion US dollars. The major flood season in China arrived this year on June 1st. Across the country, over 600 rivers have exceeded alerting levels, with 53 of them rising to historical highs. The Chinese capital has upgraded its prevention and control measures over potential rainstorm and floods to come. North China's forecast to see heavy rainfall in the following days, with Beijing, Tianjin, Hebei, and Liaoning receiving the heaviest precipitation. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his new running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, have made their first appearance as a ticket in Wilmington, Delaware. Biden, in his remarks, pledged a comprehensive plan to meet the challenge of COVID-19 and turn a corner on the pandemic. Harris from California was announced as Biden's choice on Tuesday. She's bluntly blamed President Donald Trump for his mismanagement of the pandemic. A new report shows that at least 922 healthcare workers in the United States have died of the novel coronavirus. The report was published by Lost on the Frontline, a joint project between U.S. nonprofit Kaiser Health News and U.K. newspaper The Guardian. The tally consists of doctors, nurses, paramedics, as well as hospital janitors and administrators. The report says some of the dead had no access to adequate personal protective equipment, such as masks, gowns, and gloves.